It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Jason Summers brings you live interviews with the area's sports headliners.
Oh, that's horrible. That is some rude broadcasting, brother.
With clear and concise analysis.
Carter Isley!
Wow!
He stepped to the left or to the right. To the left or to the right.
Jason takes you through today's complex sports stories and makes them simple.
And this is Jason Summers, who will be ending the day. I am still jacked up on the dude.
And now, from his Community First Credit Union man cave.
Buckle up, boys. Don't look down.
This might get hairy.
It's the Coach's Corner.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. I've got good news and bad news. The good news is we'll be landing immediately. The bad news is we're crash landing.
It is. It is raining again. And you know, the joy we can take in that is that it's not snowing again. Oh, hold on. That's still in the forecast here. Oh, boy. Welcome to spring here in the heartland. And welcome to the Coach's Corner on this Saturday morning. Good Saturday morning to you, as we got a busy Saturday morning, as we always do here at the Coach's Corner, as I sneak out of my man cave and peek up over the tops of these monitors that put all this craziness together on these Saturday mornings, and look out at the courthouse lawn and the beautiful town square. It's raining, but you know, there is something good behind this rain as I start to see the grass. Yeah, and it is nice to see the grass and not the snow. But man, it is starting to get green. So maybe for some of you out there who are crazy like me, who like crawling through the thicket and stumbling through the cricks and trying to avoid the ticks that we really haven't had to talk about much here, but enjoy the pursuit of the very elusive morel mushroom. When I was looking at my phone from a year ago, it was right about now. We were finding gray mushrooms, and on the 20th of April last year, I had some yellow mushrooms. So it's just, we're probably a couple of weeks behind that. But the good news is some moisture, maybe some temperatures. As I look to the forecast ahead, the optimism for a return to 70 degrees doesn't look real promising. But we got moisture, and we're starting to get green in the grass. And I don't know about you, but I'm actually kind of looking forward to mowing my yard. And the smell of the clippings, and it was a nice reprieve this week for the weather, just to get outside and to get the grill going, and the smells of everyone cooking outside, and the hopes of summer, or you know, maybe something this spring is blooming, not necessarily the flowers or the trees, but. Hey, we got a busy Saturday morning for you, and there's no one that can appreciate better weather than a track coach or a track athlete. It can be a long night at a track when it's cold outside and windy and a bad combination, but it can be a long, long, long meet when those conditions get together, but... It's been a fast season so far, as we're halfway through the month of April, and I know prom is coming. I think next weekend is prom, and so these seasons are going by fast. Track season always is fast, and no pun intended there, but we're going to talk with Coach Darren Hill. He's going to stop by. We're going to talk with him here in a little bit about the track season, the boys' track season. Again, they're doing great things on the oval. Justin Long is going to stop by and afterwards, and we're going to talk Lady D track as well, and both programs having a successful start midway through their season, and I know they enjoyed having some warm weather out there this week. That not only helps the times go up, which, you know, they're trying to qualify, the athletes trying to qualify for the Drake Relays, and so... You know, your fast twitch muscles don't twitch so fast when you know, they're frozen up, and so it can be a challenge for the athletes to make those qualifications and to get the things they want when they're having to deal with Mother Nature. But enough talk of the weather. Let's talk some sports. And here in just a few seconds, we're going to catch up with Nick McGovern. Nick is our champion to Stump the Chumps. I talked about that last weekend here on the Coach's Corner, and I had a chance to catch up with Nick over the phone lines, and we're going to talk about his championship, how he came about those picks, how he got connected to this tournament, and then just sneak a peek into his mind of what he's going to do with that summer prize package that was the championship package, courtesy of Community First Credit Union. I want to thank them once again. And here in just a few short weeks, we'll be heading down to the Greater Ottumwa Park to participate in the race, the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, and hope all of you will come along. We'll be there. And as always, I'll try to broadcast while running the race, and that's always a lot of fun and always a great cause. And of course, my favorite part of the whole event is seeing all the survivors. That's good stuff. Well, folks, I told you last week I was heading to Iowa City for the World Cup Wrestling Championships, and I went along with Coach Dave Winger and his wife Melissa, my wife Scarlett. We went and last weekend and watched that unfold, and man, what a spectacular event it was. Amazing to watch the level of athleticism and the talent on display, and America did get the gold and grand style, and it was just so much fun, and to be there in an environment where you can see the best of the best perform around the world, and it was really a unique opportunity to witness the highest level of a sport on a world basis, and it was a great ride and a whole bunch of fun. And the good news is this Team USA was absolutely dominating and fantastic. They did get the gold, and a great show put on for everyone in Iowa City. By the way, the mecca of wrestling, Iowa City, Iowa. We're going to take a time out. We're going to come back. I'm going to grab Nick McGovern here in just a second, talk about his Stump the Chump championship, and then Coach Hill is going to join us, and we're going to talk Albia Track. That becoming a very fast program in lots of different ways. When we come back to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Community First Credit Union, we're giving you a better way to grow your money. For limited time only, with a minimum of $1,000, open a 12-month certificate account at 2.05% APY or a 24-month certificate account at 2.55% APY. Come on, lock in a great rate today and earn more. Because at C1st, together is better. APY is annual percentage yield. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Farming is a calling and a dangerous one at that. Every year, an average of 62 good men and women working on farms are electrocuted when farm machines touch overhead power lines. Make sure you have ample clearance, at least 10 feet, between power lines and your combines, grain augers, pickers, balers, and front-end loaders. Keep in mind that uneven ground and shifting soil conditions could put you in harm's way. For more ways to stay safe on and off the farm, visit safeelectricity.org, a message from your friends at Sheraton Valley Electric. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
When severe weather strikes, only Thunder Country KIIC brings you renowned Iowa meteorologist John McLaughlin.
Just the next couple of minutes, we'll probably see a tornado developing just to the south of Rathbun. Right now on the radar, we're looking at very strong rotation directly between Mystic and Rathbun, and this is going to be tracking northeast, probably pretty much in a line toward Moravia. And tell you what, I just got a brand new scan of the radar, and the rotation right now is simply cranking right over the Lake Rathbun Dam.
Nobody knows Iowa weather like meteorologist John McLaughlin, and he's only on Thunder Country.
Strongest circulation right now directly over the town of Eddyville. So Eddyville, you want to be in the place of shelter. Oskaloosa, the town of Oskaloosa, it does not appear at this time will have a tornado threat. It will be just to the south of the University Park area.
When severe weather strikes, tune in for the best live coverage on the radio. Thunder Country, KIIC.
That's the kind of car you want to drive when you're 16 fast. That's the kind of boys that you want on your home team fast.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC. Fast.
And here you are looking back.
Fast is what we're going to talk here in just a few seconds as Coach Darren Hill is going to join us here. We're going to talk Albia at track, the Blue Demon boys last night. Long night and a very fast week as they get three track meets in. But right now we're going to going to catch up with Nick McGovern, who won Stump the Chumps, and pretty excited guy about his winnings. And kind of interesting how he got connected to the tournament. Let's see if we can catch up with Nick McGovern here.
That's now on the phone lines is the champion of Stump the Chumps, Nick McGovern. And Nick, congratulations, buddy. You are the top of the chumps, and in this crazy dance that was this NCAA tournament, buddy, there was a bunch of Cinderellas and lots of upsets, yet you found a way through all that chaos that was a tournament to get 65% of your picks correct, and you're the champ of the champions.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. First time ever winning a bracket for March Madness, and fortunately some big teams went down, and I was able to grab the W.
So did you have a crystal ball? Did you have connections to Nostradamus? Did your wife help you pick the tournament? How did you come up with the picks you picked to get you in this place?
You know what? No, man. I remember watching the Big Ten championship game between Iowa and Michigan, and obviously I was hoping the Hawkeyes would pull it out, and I was just impressed with Michigan. I actually had them going the distance to the championship game with Villanova winning. I got lucky. Obviously some big teams, Virginia, Arizona, those types of teams went down, and just had some teams going a ways for me. So,
well, whatever method you use, buddy, it worked out well. You are the champ, and again, folks, 65% of his picks were correct. That is some high percentage stuff to in a tournament that is as crazy as particularly as this one was. Well, Nick, first of all, to our listeners here in Southern Iowa, where's home for you and your family, and how did you get connected to this tournament?
Yeah, so born and raised in Waterloo, Iowa. Lived here all my life, and then I'm actually working for the Department of Correctional Services up here in Waterloo, and I work with Brian Baker, who sounds like he's well known down in that area of the world. So for the last couple years, Brian has sent myself along with some coworkers just a link to get on the Stump the Chumps contest, and that's how I got logged in there. So,
well, Brian Baker coming through once again, buddy. You said it appears that he's a big deal down here in Southern Iowa. For a guy like me who grew up looking up to Brian Baker, and by the way, most people do look up to Brian. He's one big dude, but he really is a sports legend here in Southern Iowa. I don't know if there's been a better athlete. Now, how is he as a criminal justice protector? That might be the big question.
Man. Brian's he's a good dude. You know, he works with a lot of people up here. In fact, just telling me today that he was up at the University of Northern Iowa again talking to a class about what we do here with the department. So, he's well known around these parts too, and he likes to give back to the community. So we're happy to have him.
Well, congratulations, Nick. You not only with this win are the chumpiest of the chumps, and beat all of us chumps and the top guy, and with this huge prize package. We'll talk about that in a second. But you also were very generous because your pick is amongst the 1,300 people that signed up for this. Every person who signed up, Community First Credit Union is giving a dollar donation to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. So thank you for, one, just being a part of it all the way up there in Waterloo. Your picks, even though you're the champion, going to come away with some nice prizes as a part of a collective group of people coming together for a great cause. So thank you much.
Yeah, you know, and thank you guys. That sounds like a great deal you guys got going on down there. So, yeah, I appreciate that.
So now what are you going to do with all these prizes? Because you're first of all, you sound like a family guy. So as a family guy and a dad, it's always good to have things to take your kids to during summer.
Oh, man, let me tell you. So when it got down to where I knew if Villanova was going to pull out this win, I let my wife and my two kids know that, hey, man, we might get some of these prizes coming our way. And, I got a brother-in-law who's a huge Michigan fan, and so my son tends to kind of root for Michigan just based on him. But, man, he heard about these prizes, the Adventureland, the Iowa Cubs game, the zoo, State Fair, and then next thing you know, he was cheering for Nova Hard. So they're all excited. My wife already started kind of looking at the Des Moines area, planning a trip. My dad, who just turned 78, I told him about this John Michael Montgomery concert down there. So he's happy to hear about that and wants to go down to that concert.
Well, Nick, we appreciate you being a part of it. Congratulations, my friend. Be careful who you hang out with. Brian Baker might rub off on you. But all jokes aside, I want to give kudos to Brian for inviting you in. And maybe share the love with some of your other friends up there. And we do hope that you stop by here sometime soon and introduce yourself so we get to meet you and know you a little better. And enjoy that summer package with you and your family. And congratulations.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you guys a lot. I appreciate it, and I'll let Brian know that he's got much love coming down from Southern Iowa.
That is Nick McGovern, the champ of Stump the Chumps. 65%, folks, that is getting it done. 65% of his picks in a chaotic, crazy, upset-minded tournament. And that's why he won it, because he picked them right. And we're going to take a timeout, come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
60 seconds now feels more like 30. Tick-tock won't stop and round it goes. Sand through the glass sure falls in a hurry, and all you keep trying to do is slow it down. Soak it in, keep trying to make the good times last as long as you can. But you can't, man, it just goes too fast.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart.
Hawkeye Athletics, in coordination with Iowa's AYA Cancer Program, is proud to present Nashville recording artist Old Dominion April 27th at 7:30 p.m. as they bring their Happy Endings World Tour to Carver Hawkeye Arena.
Pretty soon I'll be so lonesome I could cry, but that's a song for another time.
Plus, hear one of the hottest new acts in country music, Michael Ray.
And I want to kiss you in the morning.
And special guest, Brandon Lay.
There's a lot to learn from speakers and bleachers and preachers.
Tickets are on sale now, starting at just $29.50.
I know you ain't in love with him, break up with him.
A portion of the proceeds will benefit the University of Iowa Adolescents and Young Adults Cancer Program. Let's pack Carver Hawkeye Arena for a great cause on April 27th with Old Dominion, Michael Ray, and Brandon Lay. Visit odhawk.com. UROC.events to get your tickets now.
Are we written in the stars big? Or are we written in the sand?
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mom. I depend on my electricity co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
John Deere Z-Track 900 Series zero-turn mowers were designed with commercial mowing customers in mind. Our E, M, and R Series mowers feature our legendary 7-iron decks, ergonomic controls, heavy-duty transmissions, and a mow-all-day fuel tank. From value-driven models to ones with the ultimate features, the Z-Track 900 series has something for everyone. Not to mention a
50-second tail feels more like 30.
Coach's Corner, live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Ah, fast, and that's what the show does. It goes by way, way too fast, the conversations, can go really deep, and not necessarily always for your benefit, the listener, but boy, we sure enjoy talking Albia athletics and sports in general. And I got a guy in here that knows something about fast, and that is Coach Darren Hill, head coach of the Albia boys track team, and Coach Justin Long sneaking in here. We're going to get him on the air here in a few minutes, talk some Lady D track. Coach Hill, buddy, these seasons go way, 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 way too fast. And on top of that, you got all this to get in a short period of time. And then this really has been a very challenging weather year, as we were talking off the air. Right now, you're trying to get your athletes, obviously you're wanting to win your championships and get your kids to their best times, but you're also trying to get qualifications for Drake relays, and this cold weather slows down those fast twitch muscles, and then lack of opportunities because of rainouts and now snowouts to get all this in.
Yeah, it is, Jason. You break the season down into 3-4 parts, and we start back in February running indoors when there's snow on the ground, and some days we're still running inside because there's snow on the ground 2 months later. But we're down to about a month left of the season already. So yes, it has gone very, very fast. With the Drake relays coming up next Thursday night is the last night to qualify for that big event. And so I know there's 28 2A teams, so teams that are our size, 28 teams still haven't had an outdoor track meet. Yeah. So the weather up north has been worse than it has been down here, and it hasn't been very pretty down here either.
Now, looking at the weather forecast, it's going to be a chillier week, but it looks like the high's in the 50s, and that's doable. But a busy week this week, and let's get to this week because this week's busy, and then you turn around next week, and then you're going to have prom at the end of the week, and you got three meets. So you got three this week and three next week. Here you go.
Yeah.
Place them up.
When you cancel a meet or it gets postponed to a new date, sometimes you're at the mercy of three events in a week, and that's what we came off of. We had three events this week, Tuesday, Thursday, and last night. Tuesday night we went up to the Sheraton meet, which actually got moved to Clark of Osceola. Sheraton's got a new track going in, and obviously the weather has played an effect on them as well. They got their track laid, now they're waiting to get the lines painted, but it wasn't done in time, so they moved that over to Clark. Had a really, really good night Tuesday night. Ended up scoring 177 points and took home the first place trophy there. had 9 first place events, 3 second places, and excuse me, and 3 third places. So overall, really, really good first event. Some sprint stuff, some hurdle stuff, some miles and 2 miles. Brock Ratliff won both of those. Cade Crawl and Wade Myers and Pete Sarver and Nick Heffron in the sprint medley, Crawl, Sarver, Winky, and Stringfellow in the shuttle hurdle, same foursome in the 4x1. And then, as I mentioned, Brock won the mile and 2 mile. Cody Dahlman came back. He was third in both of those events, the mile and 2 miles. So we double pointed in both of those events. Drew Winky in the 100. Jerry McInnich is now starting to get back out on the track. This was his, I believe, second meet back. He got third in the 100. So, he's running not as fast as he was after having 2 knee surgeries, but he's back out on the track, picking him up and putting him down. Landon Noe won the open 800, so got some points out of Landon this week. you know, he's battling soccer and track back to back. And so if we don't have a track meet, he's playing a soccer game. So that kid's put in probably 100 miles this week. And Nick Heffern won the Open 400. So, you know, we're getting some points all the way across the team, which is really, really nice. You know, obviously we've typically been dominated by the sprints, and now we've got some distance to go with that. So that really helped us that night. Great weather. Thursday we came back and we went back to Clark, so we were there two nights, two meets in a row. Ended up second there. Again, the shuttle hurdle and a 4x1, same foursome as Tuesday night. Placed first, our 4x4, with Carl Sarver, Winky, and Nick Heffern. Placed first there, 110 highs. Went first and second with Tyler Stringfellow getting first and Winky getting second. Our sprint medley, our distance medley, a 200 and the mile coming in third. So, again, another pretty well organized in terms of we're getting some distance points, we're getting some sprint points. Zach DeMoss had, you know, he's continuing to get better each meet. He ran his fastest 200 on Thursday and then came back and ran an even faster one last night. He's been working really hard on that long jump. So Joe Myers, you know, he come out and I said, Joe, you're going to run an 800. So he ran an 800 on Tuesday. We ran him again yesterday, and he was 7 seconds faster. On Thursday, he was 7 seconds faster Thursday than he was Tuesday. And then he went out last night and ran 4 seconds faster than that. So, you know, it's the
11 seconds.
11 seconds in a week. Yeah. So let's see. We do a couple more weeks.
We're going to owe him time.
And Nick Heffern, you know, he looks at the schedule that I hand him on the bus, and he gets 300-400s every meet. And he had 353s on Thursday. So, you know, and that's a freshman. So, again, 53s by freshman. If we can,
keep working that's him. Impressive stuff.
Keep working him. You know, he's a 49 capable kid here in a couple of years. So, good stuff there. I gave him the night off last night. He only had 2 400s, but he also had an 800. So he had a night off last night.
I don't know if there's any more difficult race that, you know. I think I think the battle in my mind is between the 400 and 800 is the most difficult race to run, and I might tip my hat to 8 because you know it's almost a sprint, and it's those are tough races, and you're going to get 2 4s and 8. Thanks, Coach.
He had a little smile on his face when I told him that, but you know, we kind of have to plan our meets a little bit around Landon in his soccer game. So Landon was available last night to run track for us, so we said, all right, let's run the 4x8. And then, you know, we rearrange in because the 2 mile and a 4x8 are back to back. So, Cody and Brock both had the 2 mile off last night to run that 4x8. So, and they ended up second last night. So, a good performance by those. Last night we ended up third, and I think we had 18. I think we took 18 boys last night, and the third meet in a week is really, really tough, and you know it wears on the kids. I know Coach Ratliff said after last night, Brock put in 33 competitive laps. Yeah. You know, and that's really, really.
And the key
tough
word there is competitive.
Yeah,
because it's just a different thing when you're going out there and you can get 33 laps, but when you're and particularly the way that you know Brock goes at it, you know, competitive laps for some are different than others, and I can guarantee you the 33 competitive laps with him is going to be something.
That's way, way different than my 33 competitive laps. I'll tell you that. But you know, and we still I backed off the kids a little bit last night. You know, typically they'll get 3 or 4 events, and last night was a 2 or 3 event night. Just because, again, it was a long meet. The wind kept blowing. They were having trouble with internet, being able to get their fat timing to work, and then the wind blowing the cameras so that they couldn't get a good picture of the finish line. And so it was we were joking. It started on Friday the 13th. I think they were going to make it last till Saturday the 14th. But it was a long meet, and kids were tired. But they came through, you know, in terms of giving some good efforts. You know, we won the highs. Tyler Stringfellow, you know, he's got an outside shot, as does Cade and Drew, depending on who's going to run that 110 highs. It's sneaking in. I mean, it's going to take a little more effort, but it's a chance this week to run the highs. Landon Noe won the 800. Wade Myers, the 200. The 4x1 with Sarver and Stringfellow and Carl and Myers anchoring that last night. 4x8 was second. Distance medley with Nathan Parks and Austin Major. Joe Barry and Brock anchored that. You know, Austin Major, for a big kid, is just runs hard. I mean, he ran a 60-second quarter, and then he comes back and he runs 200s, and he throws our shot, you know. So, I mean, I swear if I say, okay, Austin, you're going to run the 2 mile tonight, he'd say, yes, coach, and he'd get right up there, and he'd give everything he has no matter what. And so he's getting into the scoring and helping our relays do some things. And Cade Crowell ran the 110 highs for the first time last night all year. And ended up getting second. So, you know, Gage Rankin in the disc. So, you know, with those are key places in terms of as we move forward to the conference meet, because every point matters in the conference meet in terms of trying to win that title. But
how much is this? You know, coaches, it leads me right to a, I mean, where you're going was leading me to a place as I try to look towards that conference meet. You guys want to get a conference championship. You know, that's, you're really going after that. How much of this is strategic in preparation to find the right combinations, to find the right places to get the right number of points to get you the right number to win a conference title?
Well, for conference, we'll get Drake over with, because right now the big push for everybody is to get to, you know, they're individuals, they're kids to try to get to qualified. And then as soon as that's over, then everybody starts rearranging things, and they're trying to look to see what they can do compared to the rest of the conference. We'll start looking at times next weekend as those meets come up, because conference is on May 3rd. So, you know, we're what, 3 weeks away? So we'll take a couple weeks of just looking to see what different combinations teams are running, and try to guess where they're going to run their big kids and what events they're going to go after. You know, I think everybody knows right now the way to win that is to load up the opens, because you're trying to double point in the opens, because they're, you know, you can score a lot more points in an open than you can with a relay. So and just trying to see where you fit in, you know, which kids do you have step up and say, you know, we need a 4x8 tonight, you know, and it might just be four kids to fill the event, and some team might not put a 4x8 team right in there, you know, so there's a point if you're entered in it. So, you know, just those kind of things. It's kind of interesting how much of a chess match it is when you get to that conference meet.
I enjoy the background of watching you guys put that together, and I know you, as coaches, getting everybody's minds together and trying to come up with the best combination so you can give your team the best possible scenario, and in doing that, give individuals their best opportunities as well. So that's why you get paid the big bucks.
it is, and it's, you know, you get to the point where you say, okay, we're going to run a couple of relays, but what opens do you feel the most comfortable with? You know, and you look at times on Quick Stats, and Quick Stats is your best friend, it's your worst enemy. So a lot of times, as soon as the event's over, kids are looking to see, hey, am I up there yet? Or where am I at in the conference, or where am I at in the district? Or, you know, and so conference does take a little time, and then pretty much by conference, you have an idea of at least the conference teams that are in your district, what they're going to do. But then you start switching gears and you start looking at the district track meet, and boy, I tell you, we've looked at those teams already, and there's some, our conference or our district is really, really good again this year. So a combination of some sprinting stuff and a combination of some distance stuff. So, you know, peaking coming down or going up to 2A is never a good thing, and no matter what class they're in, it's never a good thing. They're just really, really good. And they have, I don't know, it seems like they've got 100 kids out for track. They're everywhere. And last night, they They took second, and I think they just brought their JV team last night. So they have a really, really good program, and they're in our district this year. So, you know, we kind of have an idea of a couple events that they're going to do anyway, because they're leading the state in both of them. So I'm assuming they're going to do the same things. But again, you try to mix and match, and where can you get events in, and where can you do really, really well. And so, you know, yeah, it's a lot different than going out and say, okay, run your fastest every time you go out, and we're going to run you the same events all every meet, no matter what, you know, kind of old school, like we had to do when we were kids. But you know, you like this week coming up, you know, we go again Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. So Monday's a night where we're going to probably take a little bit off of our sprinters. We'll run a couple of events with them, and then we'll try to gear up Tuesday and Thursday for our sprinters, just by the competition of the teams that we know are going to be there. You know, the Waco meet's a great meet over there. We'll see West Burlington. So we'll try to have our sprinters ready to go for Tuesday, and then Thursday at Martinsdale St. Mary's, there's some nice teams there as well. So and Monday looks good for our distance guys. So, you know, we're gonna mix and match a little bit this week and see if two nights we can have our sprinters and distance on board, and then one night load up with our sprinters and the other night load up with our distance guys, just to try to keep the kids a little fresher and see how things roll out this week.
Coach, what's impressive, and I'm always impressed with our guys and our girls on the track, but this is you got a great combination of the sprinting and distance, and you're getting points in lots of places that makes you very lethal when it gets to a team track duel.
It does. You know, we've been pretty high dominated by our sprints the last as many years as I can remember, and not saying we don't have that, because, you know, we still have some really, really good events, but we've just never been able to have both sprints and distance together. And this year, you know, our distance guys they're all young. They're freshmen with a sophomore mixed in there. So, you know, we're going to have those for two or three more years, and we've got some young sprinters. So, again, it looks good. Future looks bright, and we're going to continue to get after it and see how the season rolls out.
Better be fast. That is what Albia track is, and that's what the track season, that's how fast it goes by. And trying to qualify for the Drake Relays and continue the tradition that is Albia wearing blue on the blue oval. And Coach, we'll look forward to having you maybe back in here next week and get a little update from the week that was.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Jason.
Outstanding head coach of the boys track team, Coach Darren Hill. And when we come back, we're going to catch up with Mr. Long. Coach Long's going to join us. We're going to talk Lady D-Track right here on the Coach Corner.
Maybe you're living paycheck to paycheck, or maybe you simply need to build better credit. Either way, Community First Credit Union is here for you. Right now, we're offering member cash loans from $200 to $500 with no minimum credit score requirements and quick, easy access to cash. And don't worry if you're not a CFirst member. Join us, and after 30 days, you'll be eligible to apply too. Life happens, and we get it. Apply for a cash loan online at c1stcu.com today. Some restrictions apply, subject to credit approval and program qualifications.
May you always have cows around.
Your calves have the look, you know, the one that makes your neighbors gawk and talk in the coffee shop. Purina's Great Starts cattle feeding programs help give your calves the vigor and strength to transition from mom to the bunk, making their overall well-being noticeable to you and at the sale barn. No one weaning program is right for everyone. That's why we have introduced Great Starts with four unique weaning programs that offer convenience, performance, and help improve your bottom line potential while utilizing your resources the best way possible. Which program is right for you? Learn more by visiting Centerville Produce or calling Ryan at 641-856-3020 today. Our Purina Great Starts program is just another way we are building better cattle. More eaten, less treated.
You always have cows around.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from, so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
Consider Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center in Albia. If you're experiencing unsteadiness when walking, weakness in your arms and legs, or difficulty speaking and swallowing, Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center is a skilled nursing facility which offers many different outpatient rehabilitation services. Our highly trained professional staff offer physical, occupational, speech, as well as pain management therapy to help community members stay close to home. Prevent unsteadiness and weakness at home by inquiring at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Call 641-932-7105.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to the Man Cave. That is the Community First Credit Union Man Cave. It is raining again and a little wet here in the heartland. Kind of a common theme. Common theme is the weather. And we just talked with Coach Darren Hill. And the guys have had to put up with it. The ladies have had to put up with all the winters. Spring. Yeah, I did say that right, isn't it? It is spring, isn't it? And I want to give a shout out to the boys and girls golf teams and tennis teams. They too are having a go with this weather, and we're going to try to catch up with their coaches here coming in the next week, along with the outstanding job that the soccer team is having an outstanding season as well. So it's a good spring sports season, in spite of what Mother Nature is throwing at these coaches and athletes. They're getting the job done. Guy that gets the job done is Coach Justin Long. And, Coach, as Coach Hill was here just a moment ago talking about a busy week, you guys had the same thing and a long Friday night.
Yeah, it was definitely a long Friday night, but it was a really valuable opportunity to get down there and run. And, you know, we had a busy week, but not in the same way that they did. We ran last Thursday at Eddyville Blakesburg, and then we had the week off until last night. So we used that week to train and practice, and we put the young ladies through a really, really tough week of practice. And, you know, they were feeling it last night. We hadn't run a lot of meets, but they went in tired, and we knew that was going to be the case, and we kind of wanted it that way to challenge them a little bit and see how are things going to go, you know. And it's a little bit of a preparation for the state track meet. You know, you go three straight days. How are you going to be able to run on Saturday with that being your third day of competition? So overall results from last night, we were really pleased with the effort. And, you know, it was a unique opportunity because we were missing seven girls because of prior commitments with that meet being rescheduled. And that gave us an opportunity to mix things around and take a look at some different things. And, you know, it was a little bit of an experiment with the postseason fast approaching. And we were really pleased with some of the things that we saw.
Coach, here's something I'm pleased with. And I don't know if anybody else caught this, but sometimes I listen. You know, many people hear, very few listen. I actually kind of try to listen every once in a while. But if I was a young lady running track for Albia, and I heard my coach tell me or talk about preparing for a state track meet, by the way, you have to qualify to get there. And you're talking about that, you know, about a month out. That would tell me that the coach really has big expectations for us. And it's a really good sign that we are talking about doing big things because we're preparing for big things. And I think in that is an expectation of doing big things.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm not so sure that that's a product of the coaches as much as it is the athletes with the mindset that they come in with. That has been the standard that, you know, looking at our seniors, that's been their expectation since they walked in on day one. And every group that's kind of followed them has bought in and jumped on that train. And so that's their mindset. And if we didn't prepare them for that, then we'd definitely be doing them a disservice.
We always talk about these seniors, but we're only going to talk about them for another month, and then they're going to be throwing their caps up in the air. And but, man, they are really special.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're one of the groups that really started this turnaround that we've had, along with last year's group of seniors. There's only five of them, but they've been tremendous. And, you know, they're a group that none of them really came in as superstars. And, you know, they were good junior high runners, but they weren't winning all the time. And they have put in the work for 4 years. They've spent time in the weight room. They've spent time in the off season. And now, you know, they're the ones that we look to lead things, and they've really come a long ways, and you know, they're looking at things like winning conference championships individually as high school students, which, you know, if they went back to their junior high careers, I don't know if they would have believed that's possible, but now they certainly do.
Yeah, these ladies haven't scratched their names in the record books or the annals of Lady D track. They have taken a chisel and hammered their way into it, and that it's impressive what they've done and what they're doing. And most importantly is not always the individual things. By the way, some really unique and big accomplishments individually, but what they've done to transform the ideology of what you do as a Lady D track performer is being changed because of what they've done to the program. And, you know, that's going to live for a long time.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things we started a couple years ago, we went back and created a top 10 list for performances in, you know, all-time school history since 1976 when the program started. And in the last 3 years, we've probably put 50 to 60 events on there and probably bump some other ones off. So those things that they take a lot of pride in, and some of those are going to last for a really long time, and their names are there for the younger groups to shoot for. You know, we want to let the younger kids see this is what's been done in the past, and you know, it gives them a target and something to work for, and also know, hey, this is possible. I can do this as well.
Coach, the Drake Relays, qualifying Drake Relays, that time is ticking away, and everyone's battling to get on the oval to earn their spot, because you got to earn it. I know that that's what you guys are trying to find, is those qualifying individuals, and it's running out of time.
It is. We have two chances left next Tuesday and Thursday. And, you know, Hannah Isley in the high jump is sitting pretty well. She's absolutely been phenomenal so far this year. Every meet that we've been to, she's taken cracks at that 5'5" mark, which is the automatic blue standard qualifying time or height in that event for the Drake Relays. But she's cleared 5'4", which is, you know, 99.9% possible or positive that it's going to get in. And outside of that, Abby Griffin in the high jump has really come on. She cleared 5 feet for the first time in her career last Thursday, and she did it again last night, and she took an attempt at a 5'3" bar and looked really good. And, you know, she has the talent. She's just got to get everything put together at the right time. And so if we can get her two more attempts this week, that gives her a real good shot. And 5'3" right now would get her in. And then Hannah's got a real possibility in the 100-meter hurdles. We've just got to get her in a couple races, and we have those set up this coming week. And hopefully she can get the weather to do that, because that's an area where she's really, really improved. And we're excited to see her race some really good competition there. And those are probably the events that we're looking at potentially for the Drake Relays.
Coach, what is it about the high jump? I mean, you know, we just have been so good at the high jump, and obviously having Hannah Isley around, you know, she's jumping over buildings, you know, and if she came out of a phone booth, if we had a phone booth here and I saw Hannah coming out of it, I'd expect an S across her chest, because, you know, she flies. But what is it about the high jump that has been so good Albie track?
You know, we have had quite a few really good. Five feet is kind of that standard that sets you apart and gives you a chance to qualify for state. And we've had a lot of those throughout the years. And then with Coach Groover coming on board 3 years ago, that's one of his real areas of expertise. And, you know, he's an absolute technician there. And he does really good work with the girls. And then it comes from their buy-in. They have to buy into those technical things, and they have to learn the event and understand how it feels and how it works and what they need to do. And that's what's happened. And I think, you know, it's also a little bit of a standard that has been set that we're going to have good high jumpers and people want to be there. And, you know, I guess ultimately also it just takes a really good athlete, because to contort your body and move through the positions that you need to be successful in that event, you have to be a good athlete, and we've had those.
You got to have explosion and good body control and flexibility, and some of those things can be found in a weight room.
absolutely, and that's a big part of what we do as well.
Coach, another great week for you guys, and I like the way you approach it. You had a light week in terms of competition, but preparing your girls physically and to come up and have a big night on Friday. Kudos to you guys and the girls program, and it's just fun watching this thing unfold.
Well, thanks, and you know, it's been a lot of fun coming down the stretch here, and we're almost done. We have three regular season meets left, basically in the next week, and then we take about another week and a half off of competition where we get to fine-tune and prepare and see what happens when the postseason arrives.
That is the outstanding head coach of the Albie Lady D track team. Boy, they are fantastic. You got to get out there and watch these Lady Ds compete. And we're going to get Coach back up here again and keep talking Lady D track. Right now, we're going to take a timeout, come back. We're going to wrap things up here from the man cave. That is the Coach's Corner. When we come back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Coach's Corner, after a quick message from our sponsors.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Stay organized with Suncast Resin Storage Systems. The 7x7 Covington Storage Shed features a durable double-wall resin construction and comes with lockable handles for added security. $488.61 after 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through April 14th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, this is Brian Kendall at Ulrich Ford Lincoln in Pella. In today's hustle bustle world, where purchases are often just a click away and customer service is a 20-minute hold, let's slow down. Let's take our time. Discover all your options. Learn about what you're buying. Because not only are you buying a vehicle, you're buying my promise to be there for you tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, and many years to follow. This is Brian Kendall at Ulrich Ford Lincoln, where my office is right on the corner, right on the price.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to providing reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, People Power is one energy source that you can always depend on. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
At Community First Credit Union, we're giving you a better way to grow your money. For limited time only, with a minimum of $1,000, open a 12-month certificate account at 2.05% APY or a 24-month certificate account at 2.55% APY. Come on, lock in a great rate today and earn more. Because at CFirst, together is better. APY is annual percentage yield. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center, located on the southern edge of Albia, provides the community with a professional approach to 24-hour nursing services with individualized care plans and activity calendar. We offer an activities calendar complete with religious services, arts and crafts, and monthly trips to surrounding counties. It is our goal at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center to match your loved one's interests and needs to provide a complete continuum of quality care. Call us today at 641-932-7105.
Here with Jason Summers, Summers Insurance. Jason, you not only have multiple locations to serve your customers, you have several product lines.
Joe, we can do everything from home and auto to your business to life to health. We really span the gamut of insurance, but also lots of companies to choose from so we can go out and give you more options and less price.
I mean, you do the shopping for us.
We shop, you save.
All right, Jason Summers, Summers Insurance, located in Sheraton and Albia.
You're listening to the Coach's Corner live from Community First Credit Union on Thunder Country KIIC.
I told you. This old broadcast goes really, really fast here on these Saturday mornings. Unbelievable. Looks like it continues to rain here. It's got to just say that the grass is going to look really, really green eventually. So good news, and once we get a little sun and a little heat, I want to hear from you morel hunters, those of you who enjoy getting in the thicket and getting out there and finding the elusive morel mushrooms. And if you don't mind, we'll just give you a GPS locator so you can and so that everyone knows exactly where you're going. That would be helpful for the rest of us. You know, as we wind down this Coach's Corner, just a couple of things that just come to your mind every week, you know, and I do a few things off the sports beat, but I'll tell you, I kind of was embarrassed a little bit this week. I had a couple of opportunities to go to Europe, and one of the places that really changed the way I saw the world was a trip to Germany, and having the fortune to go to Dachau concentration camp, and I said at that point, I'll never forget. And last week was the Holocaust Remembrance Day, and it just passed by, and I thought, man, I didn't hear anything about it, didn't see anything about it, and it got me really to thinking, you know, how much have we forgotten about the Holocaust and the tragedies of that time period. And then the Huffington Post came out with this article, and it